For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Florida Secretary of State orders recounts in the U.S. Senate and governor races. Eugene Pettis, the attorney for Broward County, Florida.
Votes have all been counted. The votes have been transmitted to the state. As you may know, that was a deadline of noon today.
The unofficial results show that Republican former U.S. Representative Ron DeSantis led Democratic Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum by less than 0.5 percentage points, which will require a machine recount of ballots. In the Senate race, Republican Governor Rick Scott's lead over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson is less than 0.25 percentage points, which will require a hand recount. Fires are ravaging the West Coast, and the Woolsey Fire in Ventura and Los Angeles counties is up to 35,000 acres. Thousands of Central American migrants are back on the move toward the U.S. border after dedicated Mexico City Metro trains whisked them to the outskirts of the capital and drivers began offering rides north. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump tweets from France this morning that there's no reason for these massive, deadly, and costly fires in California, all because of gross mismanagement of the forests. He went on to tweet saying, remedy now or no more, Fed payments. The tweets came just hours after the president issued an emergency declaration to provide funds to help firefighters in California battle at least three major wildfires across the state. Think you can outrun a fire? Fire officials say at one point Thursday, the Camp Fire in Butte County was spreading the length of a football field every 3 seconds. Patrick Knutson of Paradise, California, was spared, but he says he lost his home to a wildfire back in 2008, so he knows what his neighbors are going through.
It's going to be devastating when they don't have nothing to show for their life, when all the pictures and all their memorabilia, everything burns up. It's tough.
The Woolsey Fire continues to burn out of control for a third day in parts of Los Angeles and Ventura counties, but calmer winds are helping in that ongoing firefight. Around 250,000 residents in both counties have been evacuated. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wade Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The fall by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in her Supreme Court office on Wednesday has brought a greater awareness to the problem, John Clements reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports every second of every day an older adult falls, causing the loss of life to 27,000 Americans. The CDC also reports falls account for 7 million others being injured, with an estimated cost of $31 billion for treatments paid for with annual Medicare costs. With more than 10,000 Americans turning 65 each day, the number of fall-related reports of loss of life and injuries will continue to surge unless preventive measures are taken.
This week's Democratic address by Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, who says Tuesday's elections were a referendum on health care, and Democratic gains are a signal that voters want to protect reforms made under the Affordable Care Act.
Democrats will do everything we can to make sure that pre-existing condition protections are here to stay. And we'll try to use our new power to take the next steps, like taking on the drug monopolies and forcing down the exorbitant costs of prescriptions.
He says Republicans were blind to the 20 million people who got health care who never had it before the ACA. Thousands of Central American migrants are back on the move as dedicated Mexico City Metro trains whisk them to the last stop on a line in the northern part of the capital. Once on the highway, they resume walking and hitchhiking through Mexico. Caravan representatives have asked the UN to provide buses to take them to the U.S. border, but the UN denied the request, angering some in the caravan. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.